Would you think you'd act really weird if I wasn't sat next to you?
No, I'd act weirder if we didn't have a camera.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Cool. That's the intro sorted. Let's get on with it.
Oh, I
bring it back.
Yeah.
Go on.
I'm actually not that good at it.
Oh, I can see that. Hello, everybody. Hello. Hi. Yeah. Hi. Are you okay? Yeah, you?
Yeah.
It's nice. Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Feathers and Florence vlog. What are we doing here? Melissa, what are we doing here? Why do we do this, please?
Liam makes me.
This was not my idea. I don't think it was my idea back at Christmas time.
It wasn't my idea, was it?
Well, whose idea was it?
Yours.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it was yours.
It's working out quite well, though, so far. I hope you're okay. We hope you've had a really, really good week. Weekend, even. We've had a really positive weekend helping loads of brides find their dream dress. We've also been at a wedding showcase.
Yeah, no, we forgot to announce it last week.
We did forget to announce it last week.
So sorry if you missed it.
Really sorry if you missed it. But we had a really good time. And it was really, really positive to speak to loads of fantastic couples getting married. And we enjoyed it. We hope you've enjoyed the weather this weekend as well. Whether it's what's it been? What's the weather been like? Oh, let's do three different. Oh, the weather was beautiful, wasn't it?
Oh, stunning.
Wasn't it?
I mean, we even got a tan.
We were like that. Mm-hmm. Get soleros out.
Next.
Do you know what? That rain this weekend.
Terrible rain. Oh, did you hear about them floods?
What terrible floods.
And gloomy, just gloomy.
That wind this weekend.
Really windy.
Dark, weren't it? I know. You had a really good time. So we're here to provide a little bit of light relief to your day for 15 minutes. Here to tell you a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes, to give you some bridal inspiration, which we're going to be doing today.
Behind the scenes. Tantrums.
Yeah, chocolate.
Chocolate and tiredness.
And tiredness, yeah, that's what you get here. But we always try to put on a really good smiley face, don't we?
We don't actually tantrum that.
No. So this is what we do, and hopefully we've got some really good bridal inspiration for you today. We've got some really exciting news to tell you about. We find it exciting anyway. Let's go straight in, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's go straight in. So tell everybody what the exciting news is.
Well, we've had some new deliveries recently.
We have.
We've been focusing on recently showing you our new arrivals from Stephanie Allen, who is a Welsh bridal designer. She's amazing. She's been in the business for many, many years, so knows.
In fact, I met somebody a couple of weeks ago, and they were telling me about their wedding 20 odd years ago.
Yeah.
And they got married in a Stephanie Allen dress. And that's how on trend Stephanie is.
I mean, year after year, she just is coming out with really timeless, elegant dresses that have a modern twist and touch to them. But she just knows. She's just
a visionary, right?
Yeah. We actually quizzed her about it when we went and saw Stephanie when we went down to London to see the new collection last year. And we said, right, what do you think is going to be, you know, really popular this year? And she called it.
Yeah,
she's amazing. We've had lots of new arrivals. But one dress in particular we're going to focus on this week is the Colette dress.
Yeah.
It's stunning. It's a beautiful, beautiful strapless kind of satin dress. It's actually an eco satin. So if you're
if you're an eco bride, then
You should be happy about that. It's eco satin. It's strapless. It is a fitted dress, but it can be. Well, it's more of a sheath dress, so you can have it either straight down or you can have it fitted to your body because your seamstress could take it into wherever you would like it. But we're going to show you some different looks because we've got one dress four ways.
Talk us through it.
It's like, do you know what this is like?
What is it like?
When you get reversible, when you were a child and you get reversible gilets.
Now, Stephanie, if you're watching, we are not likening your dress.
Oh, no. I loved my reversible gilet.
But you could... I mean, I never had one. So talk me through the gilet.
It was fur on the inside, but you could reverse it to have it... It wasn't real fur, don't worry. My mum but also we would never support that. So, like, fake fur, faux fur on the inside, but then you could, like, reverse it inside out and it was like this suede looking thing.
If it got wet, the faux fur,
but that's the thing, the faux fur, you if it were
really
rainy,
heavy,
yeah, but the rainy day you would turn a faux fur on the inside to keep you warm, and then on a not rainy day when you needed to look cool,
all right, yeah, a faux fur gilet was the epitome of cool in early 2000s, right?
Well, actually me and my sister had matching gilets, so my sister's 3 years older than me. And my mum used to get us, like, not matching, they weren't identical, but they were a little bit similar. And there was one day that I came downstairs in my gilet and she had her gilet on. And she was like, Melissa, go and change now. I'm not going outside with matching gilets on. And I was like, they're not matching. Mine's grey and yours is brown. And she made me go back upstairs and change. And I went back upstairs and my mum was like, what are you doing? I said, Lauren won't let me go and wear my matching gilets. And my mum was like, no, go back down.
You're wearing your gilets.
Yeah, go downstairs. You can wear what you want. Because my mum clearly wanted us looking.
But you're presentable.
Complimenting each other. But my sister, obviously, being a little bit older, wanted to look cool. She didn't want to look like her little sister. And I used to follow her around. Anyway, less of gilets. More about
Stephanie
chic bridal.
Allen.
Yeah.
Tell us about four looks. No.
Yeah.
Four looks.
Four looks with one dress.
Go for it.
So we're going to start off with just the dress alone.
Go for
nothing
it.
Else. So the dress is, like I said, it is strapless. It's an eco satin. It is a sheath dress but can be more fitted. So you could have this on its own. Absolutely gorgeous. Very chic. Very timeless. Just stunning. You could even pair this with, you could add personality to this with a bell, you could add a gorgeous veil, you could add hair accessories or even quirky shoes.
Yeah.
And it would be adding personality. But next, we are going to show you the dress with a overskirt.
Yes.
So this is actually we call the sherry train.
Yeah.
So it's not a full overskirt. It is a train because it isn't a full skirt. So you can see the front of the collet dress in this one. It's a larger skirt. Does have pockets because I know you girls love the pockets.
Love pockets.
I know. It's because we like kangaroos. They've got pockets.
Carry on.
So this is the sherry sherry train, and it just gives you a little bit more drama. It gives you that A-line skirt, but you've got two looks in one with this because you could have the A-line skirt for your ceremony and in the evening to dance and party. You can just have the collet dress on its own and you've got two looks in one. The next one I'm going to give you is the Brooke Shrug. Yeah. So we've got the collet dress with the Brooke Shrug. This has bishop sleeves with really gorgeous lace on the sleeves.
Question, when would you wear the Brooke Shrug? Like, as somebody who, you know, will never wear a wedding dress?
I mean, you could, this would take you through from ceremony to evening.
Nice.
I mean, it's great to, if you're getting married in a church or you're worried about family members thinking, oh, I need to be, have a little bit more coverage, whilst it's still sheer, it gives you that little bit more coverage. You know, you've got something on. It's not just, you've got the sleeves and you've got a high neck, but it's still sheer, so you're not completely covered up. But also, it's a good one for winter. Right, I'm not saying this is a fur gilet that'll keep you warm.
Reversible.
It's not reversible. However, it just takes the chill off a little bit because you've got a little bit more windshield. It's not wind resistant.
No.
We're not in a regatta coat here, no. But it just, it is a little bit more than having completely bare arms. But also, a lot of girls can be quite conscious of arms.
Yeah, yeah.
But being conscious of your arms doesn't mean that you've got to completely cover them. A sheer shrug can just give you that little bit of kind of comfort, knowing that you're protected in a way. But also, it's great, great detail. Really, really simple.
Love
really
that.
Gorgeous. So you're keeping the fitted bottom, but just adding a bit more detail on the top. If you're thinking, I'm definitely not an A-line girl, I want it fitted, the brooch shrug is great for that.
So we've got three looks so far.
Yeah.
One more look.
The finale. We're going for the Colette dress with a P&A overskirt. Absolutely
Which
gorgeous.
Just stunning.
Honestly, it's beautiful. So it's got this floral lace. That honestly, what more do I need to say?
Well,
it's
gorgeous. You can see the detail.
Yeah, right. It's absolutely stunning. So again, this gives you two looks in one. You could have the peony overskirt for your ceremony, and if you wanted to, you could remove it in the night to have a fitted dress, one that's easier maybe to party in, and give you that two looks in one. And just adding more personality to your dress, but also the peony overskirt is just wow. It's
yeah,
so
it is.
Gorgeous.
It's seriously good.
Mm-hmm.
Four looks from
in one
dress. If you would like to see Colette in person, then you know where it is. It's here, and we can show you all four looks in person.
Yeah, try them on. And it's having a good base dress like this, it's gorgeous on its own, but you can really, really, really add your own personal stamp on it. So, you know, if you're thinking, right, I love this dress, but I want it to be a little bit different from everybody else, you can really mix and match. You know, we've got designers here at our disposal almost. You know, they can create overskirts to kind of meet your needs. If what we've shown you today isn't your style, there'll be something out there
that
you can add to this. But also, you can always add on more as well. So if you're thinking, oh, I love this, but I might want a bell or I might want some detail, your seamstress can help you add that personality in afterwards as well. So honestly, great, great kind of dress to just put your own stamp on it.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love it.
Well, I didn't design it, so we should say
Stephanie Allen, yeah, we love you as well for bringing such a fantastic thing to us. So, yeah, great work. I think we're about there. Are you ready for your tea?
Oh, I'm starving.
We're ready for our tea now. I think we're going to go on for our tea now, aren't we? Anything else to add? I think not. Join us next week.
Please do.
Well, yeah, we enjoy your company and we enjoy the comments as well. We really do. Whether you'd put it on the video or whether you tell us afterwards when you see us in the street, it's always a bit awkward. But we quite enjoy that. Anything else to add? Or what should people do if they really love this content? Or just like it? Or just tolerate it?
Please give us a thumbs up.
Yes.
Please subscribe, ring the bell, comment, tell your neighbour.
Yeah.
Book an appointment so that we can meet you.
Yeah, we'd love to meet you.
And
even if you're not getting married. But
that's it.
That's it, right. Well done, thank you.
I think I've missed one.
No.
Share it.
Share on your social media. That will be fantastic. Thank you very much. And if you don't follow us on Instagram or Facebook, then please do. I'm going to actually put the links underneath the video.
Okay.
So you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook because we like to share some inspirational content because we're award-winning, aren't we?
Yeah.
Award-winning bridal boutique. Have a good week, everybody. Do you want to say bye-bye? Do you want to finish off?
Bye-bye.
Have a good week.